beloved Lord. You're worthy to be praised. Oh, I believe the praise is in the house today. God has blessed us today to hear from heaven and give him glory. To all of you who are out there in the, I want to say radio land, that's what they used to say, but out on social media, we greet you in the name of Jesus, and we greet those in the house, those who will be looking at this sometime later, because we wanted to invite you all to the praise party that's going on in Refuge Church. Like any church, we have our issues, we have sometimes our things that we don't seem to pull together, some things we seem to pull together very well, but we are waiting on the Lord. And today we're going to talk about in our series, Waiting in the Wings with Integrity. Waiting in the wings with integrity. Let us pray. God, we thank you so much for coming and being with us this morning so that we can give your name holy praise. Because God, through it all, you have made a way. You have brought us this far by faith. Through dangers seen and unseen, through things that have gotten on our last nerves, through things that you have blessed us in spite of, with, through death and issues and family problems and all kinds of things. God, you have made a way and you've blessed us. So we give your name all the praise. Let this word be what you'll have it to be. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. I'm going to endeavor to go quickly, but I do need to give you just a little bit of the backup to what we have been doing in this series. The last two parts of the series, The Wilderness of Waiting. We believe we have presented to you thorough information on what the wilderness of waiting is. And we provided you with at least three major reasons God puts all Christians through it. How many of y'all believe that everybody has to wait on the Lord? Let me raise my hand for you just in case you didn't think about it. God puts us all through some major things. And there are three major things that he does. He, as Pastor I had mentioned, he gives us a way to do divine communication. Because most of us tend to seek God more than we find ourselves and what feel like a holding position. Sometimes we ask God, we ask him, and we ask him, and we take more time to talk to him when the waiting increases. And so then as the waiting increases, some of us know how to get on our knees and pray a little more and a little harder and talk to God no matter how long it takes. And so we want to talk to God in that serious part of that situation where somebody is worried over their funny money, somebody is worried about their miserable marriage, and somebody is worried about their bad job or that bad boss or that unsaved co-workers. So Pastor, I mentioned those last week or the week before.
Go ahead.
Are there any witnesses in the house?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Now there was some divine preparation in the second point where she talked about God always gives us time to prepare for what he is assigning us to do.
Yes, he does.
So don't be surprised when you are in the wilderness of waiting because God is working on you.
Amen.
It builds our faith. It gives us faith that will be increased, but we don't always agree with the way and how God will bring about the increase. The Pastor I's words, I'm laying it out there like she said it. The thing we have to learn about God is that when he chooses to build our faith, he does not take a vote.
Go ahead.
He does not get our opinion. And neither does he work by any of our concepts and consensus methods. That's why I said it. I'm just here to represent. But he works in a way. He works in a way, Sister Leona, where he knows that we will get the best results out of the issue. Anybody in here willing to talk back to me and say, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Will you say, I'll wait until my change comes? And all this waiting helps us to trust God's time. God's time is usually different from our own, and he knows what is best for all of us. When we learn to trust him in his time, he will prevent us from moving ahead of him. And so then there was divine revelation that she mentioned. When you seek God in prayer and you allow him to prepare you, he is bound to reveal something to you about his power, about his character, about his glory, about his strength. He's going to reveal some things to us. So wait, I say, for divine revelation. Wait, I say, on the Lord. For he will and he does answer your earnest prayers.
Yes,
if you get on your knees, if you're not on your knees, some of us can't get on our knees like we used to. But we can get in a posture of prayer, and we can talk to God, and we can let him test us to see that we're trusting him enough to endure our wilderness awaiting situation. So Soul Tan, Rico, and CJ, and I'll pick out DD, Grandma.
Thank you.
You may be discouraged because you've been waiting and waiting for God to answer you. Let me tell you something. But this pastor been praying for some things for some years. And God has not answered yet. But that don't mean I'm going to stop praying. It don't mean I'm going to stop believing. It just means that I'm going to get more and more into my waiting game and talk to God about what it is that I'm asking for. So I know some of you are somewhat dismayed because God hadn't answered you yet. Maybe you even felt betrayed a bit. And because you prayed, and nothing has happened yet. Put those three letters on the end of your believer's stance. Y-E-T. Yet. So last week, we talked to you about they that wait upon the Lord. They're going to soar like eagles. They're going to renew their strength, and they're going to soar like eagles, not run like the chickens or the turkeys. They'll run. They won't get weary. They'll walk and not faint. So as we wait on God and we add to this wilderness of waiting more scripture this week to remind you that God says in Isaiah 55:8-9 that, and I paraphrase, what I think is not the same as what you think. I make you wait because it's best for you. And the way I do this waiting in the wilderness thing with you and for you is not based on the way that you would do it. Quite the contrary. Because as your Lord God, I don't think like you do. I don't act like you do. And since the heavens are higher than you are, my thoughts and my ways will always be different. There ought to be a shouting point for somebody. Because God created us all. And he created us all different so that we can do what he wants as he wants. He says all of this because he says, I want you to wait on me and not on you. Amen, somebody. So this morning we add to this waiting in the wings with integrity.
Thank you, Lord.
Got a few principles for you and then we'll move out of your way. First principle is don't focus solely on the end result. Don't focus solely on the end result. You know, we like to get to the end real quick. We want that Job experience where after going through so many things and Job was given double for his trouble, here we are. Oh, Lord, please let me get to that part of the equation. I want to be blessed beyond compare right now. But let me tell you something. The waiting process sharpens your character and deepens your faith in God. Because God does not change. But if you're wondering why things change in the church, sometimes God is making us major on the majors. And the majors in the scriptures make us wait. They don't always get the right when we're as human beings, but we're still waiting. We're a work in progress. We're trying to hear from God. We're trying to know what God is saying. And the intention for all of us, I know y'all well, we all are trying to get it right.
Jesus. Amen.
Everybody has to wait in the quote wings while trying to make the right decision or change your current conditions by faith. Everybody has to wait. That's the Christian way of doing things. So what does waiting in the wings mean anyway? It means being humble and patient at the same time. Hebrews 10:36-37 says to wait because you will receive something greater from the Lord. I don't know about you, but I hope I can get as great as God wants me to have. He says, well, you have need of endurance. And so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. I want the promise. So the promise says, for yet a little while. And he who is coming will come and will not tarry. That means God will look forward to giving you blessings while you're waiting in faith, and you look forward to staying hopeful for something better, looking past current difficulties to what God has in store for believers.
Amen.
You see, God is always in charge.
Amen.
We certainly are not.
Amen.
We must embrace our weaknesses in the form of humility and approach God with a proper view of ourselves.
Amen.
Find that more in Psalm 8:34-4. Principle number two, I'm gonna hurry up and get out of the way. Wait with integrity.
Amen.
Meaning we want you to wait in the wings with integrity, because Psalm 25:21 says, may integrity and uprightness protect me.
Amen.
That means that God expects the best of us, including being upright before him and with strong integrity in our lives. Waiting with integrity also means being trustworthy. For Proverbs 12:22 states that the Lord detests lying lips, but delights in people who are trustworthy. Because lying before God and bearing false witness, et cetera, is disgusting to God.
Amen.
The Bible labels it as, quote, an abomination, and it is inconsistent with God's character. So, you know, I found it real interesting in this political season. And let me caveat this by saying, I don't care what your political affiliation is, whether you're a Republican, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're an independent, or you're a Nunya, which stands for, on one side, nonpartisan, or none of your business. It seems that the lies, Reverend Veronica, grow bigger and bigger.
Say it.
See, Jay, they seem to be lying just by every candidate. I don't care who you support.
Amen.
They lying upon lies.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. when we, while we are waiting, mm-hmm. when we are waiting on God, he wants us to wait with characteristics that are like him. You see, a holy God values honesty.
Amen.
This holy God values dependability, and he hates deception and lying. And some of these people are lying.
Yes, they
are. That's right. As a side note, let me tell you, and I'm going to sit down. I think that some of the candidates lie just to be lying.
Yeah.
And some of them will lie in front of the cameras.
Yeah. They will say it.
And then they will try to make you believe they didn't say the lie.
They will.
You know they lie.
Yep.
Okay, I'm done. Bless y'all.
Amen.
Watch it, Pastor Keith. Watch it. Hallelujah. Let me keep moving on with our principles this morning as we look at the third principle that we have for your hearing, and that is there are benefits to waiting in the wings. You know, the Bible is really clear on the benefits of waiting. And one of the things that we'd like to tell you this morning is that you gain some patience, self-control, and endurance. And those become fruit of the Spirit. That power is placed in us to be cheerful even as we wait. Come on, somebody. We don't have to walk around looking sad, right? Amen, somebody. We can still be courageous in our time of wait, trusting God's ways and God's thoughts, with the understanding that in that process, God is maturing us. We are becoming more solid as Christians, and we are becoming more well-grounded in our relationship with God. We talked about the benefit of trusting God's timing last week. But can I tell you, sometimes some things bear repeating. Am I right about it?
Yes.
You see, for the ecclesiastical writer tells us that there is a time for everything, a time for every event under the sun. So if there is an appointed time for things to happen, there must be a time when they won't happen, shouldn't happen, or even couldn't happen. Translation, can I translate that for you? For some things, we just have to wait. We have a saying around the church, you all know this: delayed is not denied. That's right. That's right. You see, because there's a reason for the delay. And when we put it like that, we can wait in hope. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I love to wait in hope. Waiting is in hope. It's not like waiting is if we are hopeless. It's not like waiting is if it'll never happen. But it will come into pass in God's time. Joyce Meyer, you all know her. She's a wonderful teacher. Teaches thousands and upon thousands of people all the time. She teaches us that if God did everything we asked when we asked him, come on now, we would never grow up and develop in him. That timing and trust work side by side. I don't know about you, but some things I'm glad God did say no. I'm glad he did say, hold up, girl, you think you want that, but absolutely, you don't. Amen. Somebody. My fourth principle here is we cannot see God's whole picture.
Yeah.
He is so limitless, and we are limited. He is so infinite, and we are so finite. We cannot see his whole picture. And so there was an article that we stumbled across that was written back in 2018, not too long ago. A writer named Jacquel Crowe, who was writing under the banner of the periodical called Open the Bible. And that was started, that Open the Bible was started by a pastor by the name of Colin Smith. But she says in her article that God is working through your waiting. I hope you got that one this morning. God is working through your waiting. She says that I'm not a fan of waiting.
She said, yet I should be, because waiting is not a pattern unique to me. She said, every Christian's life is woven with spiritual, mental, and physical waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting for God to provide, to guide, to move, to heal, to direct, to answer, and reveal.
Yeah.
But like her, we came to tell you all this morning that 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 says it like this. It tells us that no eye has seen, neither has ear heard, no mind can imagine what God has prepared for those who love him. And I know we got some lovers of the Lord in the house this morning. So hold on just a minute. Miss Crow tells us we want God to show us and to lead us to the next thing, the next step, the next person, the next place, and the next plan. I know we all are in that boat this morning. And Pastors Brown and Brown want you to know that God's ways are not our ways. And we have to wait in the wings in deep faith. Many times we have to ignore, or sometimes we have to just turn away from our own desire to control our situations, to change our situations, or even to contest our situations. Let me just tell you all this as a reminder. On September the 27th, 2009, we celebrated. Many of you all were in place. We celebrated the inaugural service for this church.
Amen.
Over there at the Ramada Hotel. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
And if we live to see this coming Friday, it will mark the 15th year of this church's existence.
Amen.
There are some things that Pastor Keith and I prayed for then that we had laid on the altar back in 2009, Reverend Veronica, that we are still waiting for God to manifest. Come on, somebody. We could set up a pity party if we really wanted to. We could pass out tissues and have everybody wipe their eyes every now and then. Or we could have a woe is me workshop. Anybody want to come to the woe is me worship service? We could come and we could invite. Here's the plan, Pastor Keith. We could invite every pastor who has ever had to wait.
All right, go ahead.
Or something. Or still waiting on something for God to clear the way the clouds and to bring forth that brighter day. We could do that if you want. But I believe that won't serve us one bit. I don't believe that will bring glory to the God that we serve one bit. Hallelujah. But I've decided, Pastor Keith, that what we really ought to do is remind ourselves is to gain a victory over the thoughts that come from the enemy. To get a breakthrough over whatever is breaking you. Or to get over every mountain that is blocking your view. We got to wait in the wings until God shows us the bigger picture. I believe that might help us. I believe that might help us. What does waiting in the wings mean? Pastor Keith has already told you, but let me reiterate the point. It's being humble and patient. And can I add this? Confident in him while we wait.
Okay.
I think I got one more thing to tell you, and then I'm out of your way. And so principle number 5 says it like this, that since Jesus waited, we must wait too.
Yeah.
It was good enough for him.
Yeah.
It must be good enough for us. You see, our example comes from the scripture found in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, where it reads, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went out and about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Clearly we see Jesus was waiting on God to and the Lord to fulfill God's will. And so we have to do the same. From our scripture that we looked at last week in Isaiah 40 verses 30 and 31, where we talked about they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. The preface says, even before we get there, it says that even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall. That means that no Christian believer is exempt from waiting. Not even those who are younger, those who might have a little more stamina than the ones who are older among us. Can I tell you that one day, saints, Jesus will come and he's going to be looking for those who waited on him. Not wait like the world does, not wait with impatience, but waiting for him with the blessing of salvation and eternal life. Waiting on God as a good soldier, walking in the same truth and trustworthy image, waiting with integrity, and finally waiting on his timing. Will you be in the number? Will you be one that he pulls out and said, because you waited on me, darling, because you waited on me, my son, because you waited on me, my darling, I got something good for you. I'm going to continue to renew your strength so that you can continue to mount up with wings as an eagle, and that you can run this race without exhaustion. And can I wind it up like this? If we look at the last book of the Bible, I'm talking about if we go way back to Revelation. You all know Revelation. It gives us the very end of the story. I don't know about you, but it's some good stuff in the book of Revelation. And so when my eyes fall on 22 and 7 in the book, Jesus says to the writer John, he says, I'm coming soon. The rest of those who obeyed the words of prophecy written in this book. Oh God, he said, look in verse number 12. He said, I'm coming soon, bringing my reward with me to repay all people according to their deeds. I am the Alpha. I am the Omega, the last, the beginning, and the end. So when you're waiting on me, you've done a good thing. Are you ready, church, to wait for him, even if you have to wait in the wilderness? If you're not, may we suggest, may we advise you to get yourself together, because waiting on God has not just benefits for now, but it will benefit you even in eternity. I bless you, I thank you, and may heaven smile upon you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we just go wind in the wings. It's going to be all right. It's already all right. Hallelujah. God, what God has for you, somebody used to say, right? It's for you. So it's all right. It's all right. Hallelujah, and bless the name of our God. Well, 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 before we go on any further in our service this morning, we bless you and we thank you for your attention this morning. And we pray that something just landed on you just where it needed to land this morning, that you will meditate and marinate on that word as you go through this upcoming week.